بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The surah we will discuss is إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالٌ. Zilzal means the shake. We call it an earthquake. And the earth will shake. This is surah Zilzal. It starts the beginning of Qiyamah. This surah, three surahs after. So in four surahs, Qiyamah is like sorted out. This surah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who has read surah إِذَا زُلْزِلَ, it is as though he has read half the Quran. Half the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who reads قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, it's as though he has read one quarter of the Quran. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, one third of the Quran. So one is how we normally understand ثواب. Someone passed away, you say, read three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. So a question will then come, then the person will say, I rather read surah إِذَا زُلْزِلَ. Because here I'll get half Quran, so I'll read it two times, I get full Quran. So that's why somebody had this like. So the more better explanation of it's as though he has read half Quran, as though he has read one quarter of Quran, as though he has read one third of the Quran, is that if you look at the meaning of Quran from different angles, you will find there are some surahs that is the crux of that entire part. Example, if we have to say Quran discusses two things, it discusses from birth till the trumpet. That's stage one. And then from the trumpet onwards is stage two. So two stages. This surah speaks about stage two. So as though you have got the crux of half the Quran in the surah. And if you want to hear the crux, then just hear zzz. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالٌ. Just hear the shake and half the Quran, you got it already. Just hear the shake. Meaning, if the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to tell who will be ready to read 100 verses tonight, to take inspiration from Quran, 200 verses. You say, how can we read so much? Who got the ability every night? You say, okay, read the surah and take inspiration. So normally when we hear it, it means read the surah and take the sawab. Quran is going to give it sawab in a manner we can never ever understand. But we can't take sawab from it. Quran will give. We have to take inspiration from Quran. The need to understand the meaning of Quran is this. You have read half the Quran. But if the person doesn't know the meaning, you will say you never read half the Quran. That just in the surah, half the Quran is for you. What's this half the Quran in the surah? Allah Tabarakallah says, when the shake happens, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالٌ, and when the land will give out whatever is heavy. Heavy in the land, gold, silver, the treasures of the land who the entire world wants. That's called heavy. Heavy in the land is me and you. Heavy in the land is me and you. All of us are heavy. A day will come out. When people will stand on that day, you will see gold and silver standing with people. No one will be interested. When the lands will give out their weights. And Alim gave a unique example of this. This world gives a lot of examples. He said, look at a farmer. He takes the seed. That was me and you. We were nothing but a seed. That seed is so small, so insignificant. But that seed got everything in it to become something great. That farmer takes that seed and with so much kindness he puts it in the ground. Allah Tawarukala put me and you in the world in that manner. The ground had to look after the seeds. Our families had to look after us. Allah put kindness in the ground for the seeds. That when the seed wanted to come out, the ground opened. When me and you needed to come out, our mother had to open. Whatever the pain was going to be, difficulty, that ground had to bear it, the mother had to bear it. The ground never got upset with the seed and said, stop it. The mother never said, stop it. Allah put it in the ground, in the mother. That weak seed, as it broke through, there were so many chances of it being broken after that. Anything could just hit it down, but nothing. Allah Tabarakallah let the weak child. The child, when you look at him, you don't want to carry him also. You don't want to carry him, you think you'll hurt him. I don't like to carry a newborn. And one doctor told me, if you have to see how we fling him around in the hospital, you'll understand he can't get hurt. He said, we just take him from the mother and just push him there. The child is such that in the beginning few days, he doesn't get hurt. His body can manage it. Just don't go try it now. But if you have to see how we send this child hand to hand, just put him there, watch him quickly, bring him here. Then you'll understand, nothing to worry about so much. Hey, so you can do what you want. Allah made it. This child came out surrounded by bones, but the bones couldn't crush him. That seed came out. So much of love the farmer showed to the seed. The land showed to the seed. The animal showed to the seed to become a plant, to become a tree, to be able to give out fruits. Everything was. This was called the beginning of the seed. The beginning. Now an entire plantation comes out. The farmer is very happy. And Almighty Allah is very happy. Everyone has spread. We are all the plants. One veget, one plantation. But at the end of the season, the farmer who did everything to let it come out, that same farmer takes his tractor. He takes his truck, his tractor, he takes his machines, and he's going to cut everything on that farm. Everything. Someone will say, so much of effort. He said, the effort was for this. The effort was for it all to be cut. But after it's cut, it's not finished. Then he will take it to the mill. Now he will start dividing. Dirt must go one side. What's pure must come the other side. Dirt must go one side. What's pure must come. That which is pure, the farmer says, all the effort was only for this. As for the rest of it, he says, it's dirt, I don't want it, and he just throws it away. So the alim said that, now when Allah Tawarukhtala brings the time that everyone has reached their peak, we are all part of that farm. As the farmer comes now to cut it all, Qiyamah now comes. And Qiyamah says, time is up and everything goes. Everything. But that's not the end. Then everything is told, stand. And then as that farmer stamped everything to divide pure from dirt, on the day of Qiyamah, all of us are going to get stamped. People are going to be stamped. And then pure will be brought on one side and dirt will be pushed on the other. And then it will be said the entire world was just for this group of pure people. Allah make us. All the effort of the farmer is for them. The entire effort, so to say, effort which Allah Tawarukala made is for this group. Everything around it is just thrown away. You are the dirt. Just throw it away. If an animal eats you also, no bother. So he says, on that day when the earth will take out its weight, and man will say, Ma laha, what is wrong with the earth? On that day, تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, the land will start talking. Quran. Half Quran is in this. Half Quran. What it is? On the day when the land will talk, what is going to talk? It's going to talk whatever happened on it. So you call it a recorder. So now someone says, I never knew you recording me. He said, I never knew there's a camera. Now when he goes in, he goes there. Tells his friend, watch what you see. He said, they're recording. He said, you on camera. Just because he says they're recording, you will see how he watches his every sentence. Because he knows that the wrong joke which is being recorded can have terrible consequences. But if the recording wasn't on, he'll be so relaxed. What put him in it? The reminder that you are being recorded. This surah is to say you are being recorded. Don't forget it. Then man will start behaving different. Then you will see the earth recording. Then you will see your lungs recording.
The man who becomes oblivious on the day of Qiyamah, when their limbs will speak and man's tongue will be shut, then Allah Tawarakala will open up the tongue of man. The first thing he will say to his limbs, "What is wrong with you? I was trying to save you." Because he was speaking first, making excuses. "I was trying to save you." And the limb will just say that I was helpless. Allah said, "Speak." I had to just speak. Meaning a recorder button was pressed. And everything starts again. So how is it that when we come in a room and a recorder is there, we watch our tongue? But when we come in this world and we know the recorder is there, we don't watch. Perhaps it is we forgot there's a recorder. It can't be we don't believe there's a recorder. Because we believe. Definitely we believe. But our level of belief is a weak level. When a man will read again and again, half Quran, just when he reads, on that day when the earth will speak, تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because Allah on that day will say, "Speak." يَوْمَئِذٍ. On that day, يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا. You will see people coming in groups. Who knows which group me and you will be on that day? Allah make us of the group. There will be one group coming on an animal. They will be riding. They will be the best of groups. Although they're still going to the plains of Qiyamah. But just the fact that the animal is brought for them is like, you okay. You don't even walk to the plains. Allah grant us that. A second group will go walking. But it's a very long walk. You might think around the corner, Qiyamah is around the corner. Nothing on that day is around the corner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on that day when the sun will be brought, and it will only be about a mile away from the heads of people. Only about a mile away. He says, and then that sun, tasharuhum ash-shams, when that sun will start melting the people. Start melting. He said, then you will see perspiration. He said, some people's perspiration will grab the person till his heels. And some will grab him till his knees. Some will grab him till his waist. And then he said, there will be that person whose perspiration will create a rain around his neck. As you pull the horse with its reins. To explain that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes said, you see half the ear, the perspiration is coming there. Sometimes he said, you see the mouth, it's coming there. You'll wonder the ear is higher, the mouth. But if a person goes swimming, you know, if you put your head like this, this is the best manner to float. But your ear has to touch, and it comes in line. He said, there will be some people practically, we won't say drowning in perspiration, but they will have to float in their perspiration. Because if I don't float, I'm going in. On that day, when one person says, you got an animal that's taking you, who won't want an animal? Some will have to walk. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and on that day there will be some who Allah will drag them on their heads to the plains of Hashar. Dragged on their heads. Some narrations it comes because of the verse that the angel will grab them by their hair and by their legs. Now grabbing by the hair and the legs, one is that some are grabbed by the hair, some are grabbed by the legs. Other says, no, the hair will be grabbed and pulled till the legs. And that head is now on the ground, but the legs are also there. And then dragging the person where his whole body is bent. Head is to the legs. So this is no exaggeration, this is no story. This is something that's going to happen on that day. The one who reads Quran, and he thinks about it as a picture. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they read, they would say, if someone, Ali radiallahu anhu's words, that if I now have to see Jannah, he says, my iman is not going to go any higher. I have already seen it. They looked at Quran and a mirror came in front of them. They looked at the person going,
on that day when people, groups will be going, لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ, everyone to see the actions. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا, the one who had done just the weight of an atom, of some dust particle, something small. Again here ulama wrote, think of a recorder. When you know something is recorded and you're getting paid for it, you won't let anything go. When you think about hisab in a big manner, reckoning, you'll forget a lot of small things. Example, in the past doctors would claim from medical aid. So normally how they would claim from medical aid, now a patient comes, so they write, okay, this patient came so many hours and I gave him this one medicine and this injection and send it, because you have to post it to medical aid. Then came a time where computers were created. The computer man would come and say to the doctor, you know, you must quote for everything. Even that tissue you use to wipe his nose, you must put a price on the tissue. Because everything is on the computer. So you just tick, 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 they'll pay you for the tissue, they'll pay you for that one thread, they'll pay you for that study, everything just charged. Then the doctor said, now I'm not letting anything go back. Because if everything is getting value, even if this patient comes to me, one person went to a lawyer, the lawyer told him, buy, have something. He said, no, I don't want. He said, have something, drink something. He said, what a nice lawyer, he never knew even that drink is getting 200 and charged. That you'll be charged for everything. That lawyer will beg you, please drink coffee. When a man knows he's getting something, on that day when the lungs of man will have to record every evil, naturally the lungs will record every good also. When they will be recording every good, man must never ever lose an opportunity. You're walking on the road and you just see one brick in the wrong place. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a man entered Jannah because he saw something on the road. He said, people coming behind me will be troubled with it, let me move it. Don't lose an opportunity, he said, he entered into Jannah. Every act is recorded. Allah Tabaraka Taala says, on that day, whoever had done anything of good, he will see it. And whoever had done anything of evil, there was no tawbah before, there was no wiping away, you will have to see it on that day. Allah Tabaraka Taala allow us, think of the surah. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضِ, the earth is recording it on that day, we're going to see it. Forget that day. Already in this world, Allah has made it. Whoever does good, if there's no iman and you do good in this world, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah has taken it upon Himself. If there's no iman and you do good in this world, He'll give it back. That person somewhere along the line is going to get it. And if there's iman, you get it here, you're going to get it there. You'll never know how you get it, it's going to come. One person sent me a recording of a scholar who is speaking about a certain state in the United States. He says, for 5 years they struggled to get the permission for the graveyard, masjid and graveyard, 5 years. They complained and complained that we can't bury our people. He says, amazing, on 5 years, after 5 years something happened. Monday he was in the court and they said, okay. Now you are so happy, finally we can bury our people. But the graveyard is not ready. That night he receives a call. Am I speaking to so and so person? Yes. Can I come visit you? Why? I need to bury my mother in your grave. So he says, our graveyard is not ready. She says, oh, why? I really need to put her. He says, are you a Muslim? Say, no. Say, your mother? She says, yes, she's a Muslim. He's thinking, this is not something. He says, okay, why don't you come and see me? Now the woman comes and explains, her mother is a Chinese. She married to an American, and a time came where the American felt he never wanted to stay in Islam. He wanted to go back to his old ways, Christianity. So when he tells his wife, she says, I'll never, then I'm going back to China. So she leaves him, he takes the children, they stay in the States, they remain non-Muslim. She's in China for many, many years. The daughter always keeps contact with the mother. Now she tells the mother, you must come visit us. She says, my mother, when she reaches the airport, while waiting for me, she takes out the directory, like, to see
phone numbers. In the area we live, Muslim society, Muslim council, Muslim group she finds, she tears that page out. When she comes to me, the first thing she says, "My daughter, you keep this paper," and she has it circled. She says, "You keep this paper." So I ask her, "What's this? Whose number?" She says, "I don't know who the person is, but these are my brothers. These are my brothers. So if anything happens to me while I'm by you, you contact my brothers. They will bury me. You don't dare touch me. My brothers." Gives her the paper. So she says, it wasn't long after that my mother just gets sick and she passes. But she gave me the paper. The number was there. So this imam was so amazed. He said, "We're going to bury your mother in this graveyard. No matter what. First," he says, "it seems the graveyard came for your mother. Came for your mother." So Jummah time, he's telling the people, "You know, an amazing thing, we're going to make the janazah after Jummah." This woman, where she came from, but she said, "My brothers." So the whole masjid went for the janazah. Whole masjid. So this woman's ex-husband is there, her children are there, and they know this woman is from China, no one knows her. No one knows her, but they see the whole town coming. Everyone stands. Amazing, you'll never think, what is Salatul Janazah in the eyes of a non-Muslim? So the daughter, the ex-husband, they all surprised. Like, do these people know her? But everyone came, they took off from their businesses. Like, how she knows so many people here? So the imam says, "No, these are her brothers. These are her brothers." So he says, few days later, you see what you do in this world, how you see it. He says, few days later, the same girl comes again. She got one more paper. She says, "My mother, I'm cleaning her bags and I find this paper. This is what she, I used to see her looking at it." So she gives it to the imam. So he said, "What's this like?" So he says, "No, it was a dua she was making. A prayer." She says, "What was this prayer?" So the prayer was, "Oh Allah, will you guide my husband and my children?" As he said that, the son, they and they read the Shahada. Even the ex-husband few days later came and he said, "I'm entering into Islam." Even the ex-husband. And the daughters, everyone enters. In this world, this person said, "I saw it. From China to the US, the Kabristan was ready for her. The whole town was ready for her. And her children were going to get. Whatever you will do, somewhere along the line, you're going to see it. Don't ever think this one is an insignificant action. Because how Allah has recorded every evil of ours, Allah most just allows every good to also be recorded. We must grab the opportunity where good gets recorded. It like erases the bad. It just makes the recording forget the bad, covers the bad. Do good wherever you can do good. One day we're going to see it. We will see it in this world definitely. And we are going to see it in the next world in a big manner. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.